It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office is releasing more information about the fatal police shooting of a man carrying an AK-47 near I-25 Saturday evening. Body camera footage shows officers repeatedly calling for him to drop the weapon. Instead, he got on the ground and started shooting, according to Douglas County Sheriff Tony Spurlock. Deputies fired back and killed the man, identified as 23-year-old Samuel Yeager. The state's Congressional Redistrict Commission has difficult work ahead, but they started with political drama on Monday. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
The Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated voters on the Redistricting Commission unanimously voted to demote their chairman, Danny Moore, on Monday after his Facebook posts with unfounded statements about a, quote, Democrat steal in the election and references to the, quote, Chinese virus were reported. Moore says his opinions shouldn't disqualify him from service in the group, which is overseeing the creation of new electoral maps. But the other commissioners said he undermined the public's trust in their work and couldn't remain as chair. He will remain on the commission itself. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
With COVID-19 infection numbers declining, Mesa County has scaled down and moved its free drive-through testing site in Grand Junction. That was the county fairgrounds, but it's now in the parking lot of the county public health building. Jeff Kaur is the agency's executive director.
I don't want to close the testing site down because if we were to have another increase in COVID cases, we would need to ramp up, and it's easier to ramp up from something that's operating at a lower scale than it is to start it from scratch again.
County-sponsored COVID testing is available 6 days a week in Mesa County. Voters in Grand Junction will decide today whether to allow marijuana dispensaries in the city. The ballot includes two marijuana measures. One would repeal a ban on dispensaries that was passed a decade ago. The other would set up a plan for the city to tax cannabis businesses. Both have to pass in order for dispensaries to become legal. This is CPR News.